This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Don't say the name of the show.
Learning University.
It's Santa the Maria. Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. We appreciate you listening to AFR. I am Tim Wildman, and J.J. Jasper's here with me today. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Ed Vitagliano is doing his own thing today.
He's out getting ready for an extension of the extended Labor Day weekend.
I don't know what Ed really never does talk about hobbies much. He doesn't fish. He doesn't golf. He doesn't ride motorcycles. What is he?
I'll tell you this about Ed. Okay. You know, people have heard about secondhand smoke. You've all heard about it.
We've heard about that.
Secondhand smoke. Ed is a secondhand vegetarian. Cows eat grass. He eats cows. So he's gonna be grilling over the weekend, I'm sure of it.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, sitting in for Ed is Kendra White. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. You've done this a few times with us.
I have. Returning professor here.
Always nice to have a female.
Absolutely.
For you.
You do identify as a...
I do. My pronouns are she and her.
Okay.
Just to clarify.
Rose between two thorns, and you can confirm that if you watch us Facebook Live or over on YouTube.
Yeah. So just if you want to watch the show today, just go to Facebook, type in today's issues, or as JJ said, go to YouTube and type in today's issues here on American Family Radio. Here's what we're going to do. In a minute, we're going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer and or ask one of the trivia questions. Or you can do both, ask and answer. That's what we would appreciate you doing. I'm going to give you the phone number right now to call in. 888-589-8840. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week waiting period between calls. 888-589-8840 is our phone number to call in and be on the air with us and participate here. Be a good student on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. The other thing is, if you answer one of the questions will be a mystery question. We're not going to tell you which one it is. Why? Because it's a mystery. And if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will win yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Looking good.
Which we are now holding up.
Look at those good-looking men on that shirt right there.
I'm not going to say, I'm not going to exhibit false humility. Are you, JJ?
No, I think she's right. Yeah. Those guys are ferociously good-looking.
Yeah, so JJ, Ed, and yours truly, our images, I should say, are on here on this Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt, and we will send you one out, compliments of AFR, if you answer the mystery question correctly. Also, we'll send you a bottle of Redeem Clean laundry detergent, and you can find out all about the t-shirts and the laundry detergent on your own by going to afastore.net, afastore.net, afastore.net.
And also included in that prize for today only, it's an opportunity to go eat at the White House. Tim's got connections.
Yeah.
He goes and eats dinner at the White House
all the time.
Occasionally.
What I hear.
And he knows people who know people, so we're going to throw that in as well.
Yeah, we're going to throw that in.
Now, hey, in case our listeners don't know, on Monday night, all kidding aside, what a tremendous honor. You got to eat dinner at the White House. 100 Christian leaders were selected, and you were one of the ones.
Pennsylvania Avenue, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And didn't you bring back some of the silverware? Didn't you put that
in his pockets,
inside of your jacket?
On the way out.
I took a napkin. I did take a napkin. I'm not going to lie about that. And, Secret Service wants to come get me. I guess they know where I live. But thus far, I hadn't heard from them. Now, it wasn't a napkin at the state dinner that's cloth and big and
right.
No, it was a little napkin for hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
That But turned out to be a linen.
Franklin Graham, Dr. Dobson, Tony Perkins, and so many of our friends here at the ministry.
If Franklin Graham steals a napkin, you can too. Is that kind of the standard
there? He told me to take it.
He's the one he really did, didn't he?
Yeah, he told me to keep it.
For a souvenir.
He said, don't throw that away. That's a linen napkin. And I said, what?
Good advice.
And, anyway.
Hey,
did we play the cowbell? Okay, if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and all will know that you have won yourself the Trivia Friday t-shirt. There seems like something I'm forgetting.
You got it.
I got
t-shirt,
everything?
Redeem clean. Don't call if you've called in in
the
while.
The bell?
That's
cowbell.
It. Yeah, we're ready
I
to roll.
I forgot everything?
You got
anything?
It.
All right, go, JJ.
All right, let's go ahead. Here's my three questions. Start with an Old Testament question.
I think the verb there is are.
Oh, are?
Here are my three questions.
Here are my three questions.
You said here's my three questions. I don't know.
Moses.
Can you use both?
No. R is correct.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help.
Moses.
We professors.
Moses R. Aaron had a sister. What are her name be? Moses and Aaron had a sister. What is her name? Second question. How many stars are there in the Big Dipper? Then third question, true or false? The origin of Labor Day began in 1928 when Senator Henry Watson proposed honoring all mothers who have endured labor pain to give birth. It evolved into the holiday we now celebrate. Is that true or false?
Good question. Well, I have three as well. Also starting from scripture, we've got, what are three items that were kept in the Ark of the Covenant?
Good question.
So the sacred box that represents the presence of God, what was inside of it? Going to science, what is the chemical formula for ozone? We talk about the ozone layer, and you have options here. Is it OZ, O3, or N2O? Three options there for ozone. And lastly, there are two hunters who are specifically mentioned as hunters in the Bible. Name them. No, and people do not count, like Saul hunting for David, like hunting for animals, people. Don't get creative with your answers.
Okay,
actual hunters.
So hunters.
They are described.
Famous hunters from the Bible.
Exactly.
That's great.
That hunted game.
Exactly.
Were they big game or small game? Can you tell us that much?
I would say probably both for both of these.
Okay.
And the answer.
All right.
Hey, Labor Day weekend, opening day for dove hunters across the country. Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners, they'll be enjoying that on Monday.
My fiance shall be dove hunting as well.
Good.
In fact, he's the one that inspired this question. He asked me to name some famous hunters.
Oh.
And I was like, I got this. Elmer Fudd, Gaston, and this person
Daniel
from the
Boone.
Bible. And he said, that doesn't count. I said, they are too famous. So that inspired this question.
I've never heard the words hunting and inspired used together. That's good. Although, you know, hunters are inspired.
Absolutely.
Especially those deer hunters get up 4 a.m.
Right.
In the middle of January. All right. So here are my questions. Now, I'm going to do something unusual this time. I'm going to give you quotes. I'm going to give you two quotes from history. And they sound like they're proverbs. So I'm just going to rule out. They're not from the Bible.
Okay.
But I do have a couple. I do have some Bible questions. But these two quotes are from famous people in history, but not from the Bible, although they're going to sound like a proverb.
Is one going to be from Elmer Fudd? Can you give us a hint before you even give the quote?
Well, you just blew it for me, JJ. Elmer Fudd is the first one. I'll just go ahead and quote him. Elmer Fudd said this. He said, this is not Elmer Fudd. Here are my two famous quotes from history, not from the scripture. This person said this, three may keep a secret if two are dead.
Wow.
Who said that? Three may keep a secret if two are dead. So that's a famous person that everybody knows, okay? Number two, another famous quote from history. And I've heard this all my life, but I've never known who said it. All my possessions for a moment of time. You've heard that before?
Mm-mm.
You've not heard that? All my possessions for a moment of time. Who said that?
They quoted that in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There was a whole lot of singing going on.
Was that Mary
Poppins?
Mary Poppins?
Yeah. It took them 10 minutes to get it out.
Was Mary Poppins in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Was she, huh? Are we crossing over?
Yeah,
too?
I'm getting my musicals mixed up.
Our Disney's.
I always thought musicals were an odd thing. You got grown men riding horses
and dancing around in tights.
Then all of a sudden they break into song, and you think, like that, it's ever going to happen.
Y'all, Eric asked me to name famous hunters. I asked him to name famous musicals. This was on his list. He said, Mary Poppins in the Field.
In the field? Where'd that come from?
The out there spinning around. That's the other one.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Sound of Music. Sound of Music. He called it Mary Poppins in the Field.
He's blending his Julie Andrews movies, I think, right there. All right, my final question, the third question. What meat did God send to the Israelites as they journeyed?
Good.
What meat did God send the Israelites as they journeyed? All right, JJ, let's get started here.
Let's get started, and we'll start off going to Rachel in Kansas. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have big Labor Day weekend plans?
Not really, just home from college.
Good. Good for you. Well, listen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question do you want to answer?
I'll do one about the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, wonderful. What three items were kept in the Ark of the Covenant?
It was the Ten Commandments, a jar of manna, and Aaron's staff, which budded and produced almonds.
Boom! The girl is in college!
Right.
That's great.
Out
awesome.
Of the chute.
Learning the scriptures early on.
Yeah, yeah. Exciting. Hey, Rachel, you mentioned home from college. Give a little shout out for your team. Where do you go to school?
Colby Community College. It's about 50 miles away from the Colorado border, which is like 300 miles away from home. So
super. Wow. So do we say go Indians, go Blue Jays? What's
Trojans.
Go Trojans. All right.
Trojans.
Wow, great.
Find those Trojans out in the middle of Kansas.
Great.
Back in Bible times.
Yeah. Great answer. Way to get us started. What's your question for us?
Okay, so what was the name of the civilian spy ring that operated during the Revolutionary War, and what were the names of the people who were involved in it?
The civilian
spy ring in the Revolutionary War. Now,
spy ring.
I know one of the guys' name was Crusoe, and there was always like some Pink Panther music playing in the background when he'd be traipsing around there.
He studied.
Is that something different?
Well, he studied the oceans.
Oh, okay.
This is early on, so like before 007, I'm thinking 001 probably.
Jock
was the beginning.
His first name.
Jock Crusoe. Hey, we obviously don't know, Rachel. What's the answer?
Paul Revere.
Ah, that's a good guess.
Paul Revere was a...
kind of an underground...
He was a messenger about that as a result of spying on the British, right?
Right.
That's the most intelligent answer we have.
Yeah,
that's the only connection I can make here.
You may be on to something.
Yeah. What about it, Rachel? What's the answer?
He wasn't like involved at all because this started about 2 or 3 years after the war started. It was called the Culper Ring. It was actually a group of childhood friends from a small town on Long Island, and then a couple other people. It was the agent who was on Long Island. His name was Abraham Woodhull, and his alias was Samuel Culper, which is where the name for the ring came from.
Okay.
One of his friends, his name was Caleb Brewster. He was a whale boatman, and he took messages from Long Island to the Continental Army camp where the person who compiled all the information and sent it to Washington was named Benjamin Talmadge.
Uh-huh.
He was an officer in the Army. And then they had another friend that helped a little bit. Her name was Anna Strong. And then they had another agent in New York City. His name was Robert Townsend, and he went by the alias Samuel Culper Jr. And then there was another courier that was minorly involved named Austin Rowe.
Very interesting.
Where did you learn all this?
Yeah.
Well, there's a TV show that they actually made out of it, and then it was also based off of a book, which, of course, they had to dramatize the show up because the book was rather dry.
What was the name of the book and the show?
The book was called Washington Spies, and then the show is called Turn.
Washington Spies, as in General Washington Spies, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good, good
stuff.
Well,
man, that's interesting. Yeah. You know what? I've studied a lot of American history, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You learned something, Rachel. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Rachel, for calling from Kansas. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with JJ and Kendra. Back to the phones.
Let's go to Ed in Mississippi. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Ed, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Hey, I want to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I want to watch the meat that God gave to the Israelites on their journey.
The meat.
All right, good. Well, we don't know if it's good or not yet, Ed. Good of you to call, though, and try. What meat did God send the Israelites as they journeyed, Ed?
And it was quail.
Quail.
Very nice good job. Done.
Quail.
They were tired of manna, banana pudding, manna bread, and they said, we're sick of this manna. So the Lord brought some quail.
Yes.
You're exactly right, Ed.
Quail. More quail than they could ever eat, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's crazy.
They got tired of quail, too, didn't they?
They got tired of quail, and the Lord got tired of them.
But, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can do quail.
Yeah.
You can barbecue it. You can deep fry it. Put it with some cheese. Colby cheddar, for example.
They tried doing that with the manna. I mean, they had, like, banana nut bread and, you know.
Right. I mean, you got to change things up every day.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. It's like shrimp. Like that fellow on that movie talked about all the different ways to make
shrimp. Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Quail is the correct answer, Ed. Good answer from the scripture. What's your question for us, brother?
There's an old Western television series.
Yeah.
Who played the wagon master in Wagon Train?
Who played the wagon master in what?
Wagon Train.
Wagon Train.
How long was Wagon Train on?
That was a good series. That was like in the 60s. And the guy, I can see that guy with dark hair and a shadow. He was a rowdy something or other, it seems like.
In the shadows?
No. Rowdy something.
No, Wagon Train.
In Wagon Train. Okay. But I said he kind of had a scruffy beard and dark hair.
I'm sorry. I do not remember that series at all.
Wagon Train was a good little series.
That must have not made it to the 70s reruns, though.
You were watching the other channel.
I watched Bonanza and Gunsmoke.
I think the one you're thinking of is Rawhide.
Rawhide's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Well, what's the answer, Ed?
The answer is Ward Bond.
Okay.
His name is what?
Ward Bond. He played a lot of movies with Clark Gable.
Okay, wow. Good. Now, who's the rowdy?
That's old school.
Who's
there.
The rowdy somebody or other that was part of one of those shows? The character's name
was Rawhide.
Rawhide. Okay.
Now, I remember that theme.
That was Clint Eastwood.
Rawhide. Oh, Clint Eastwood was Rawhide.
There it is.
Okay. I think
pretty good for a 55-year-old.
I think you nailed it. Huh? Ed, have a great Labor Day weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we are taking your phone calls from across the good old U.S. of A. We hope you're looking forward to a relaxing and nice Labor Day weekend. Labor Day is to honor...
That's one of JJ's questions right there.
That's one of my questions.
Okay.
Don't be stealing the thunder now.
And college football starts this weekend.
College football.
Yeah, ready to go.
You better believe it.
White noise starts
College football starts. Started last
Some
night.
Some of us.
In fact...
whole lot going on.
Yeah.
So, John from North Carolina. Hello, John.
Morning. How are
you? We're doing well. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question you feel confident about?
Moses and Aaron's sister.
All right. We can barely hear you, but here's the question. Moses and Aaron had a sister. What was her name?
Miriam.
Very nice. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you may remember there in Exodus 15, verse 20 and 21, when they crossed the Red Sea, Miriam played the timbrel and danced and sang for that victory that took place there. Yeah, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. And I was surprised, Miriam was actually the oldest of the three. Aaron, the next oldest, and Moses was the baby in the family. I always picture Moses as the big brother.
Well, because she watched over him in the basket, remember? The mom said Miriam to follow the basket and keep an eye on it, and she's the one that, you know, saw.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. The three of them went together, you know, throughout the
journey there, the Exodus. Journey. Hey, way to go, John. What's your question for us?
All right. So my question is, I'm sitting here with my lovely wife. We're both from Hawaii, and we're moving back there shortly. And my question is, what is the Hawaiian name for the Hawaiian state fish?
Ooh.
The Hawaiian state fish, John?
Yes, sir.
Is that mahi-mahi?
Catfish or...
Mahi-mahi is a great guess.
It's either catfish or mahi-mahi.
Hey, while we're trying to decide, John, with the lava and now the hurricane skirting by with all the flooding, boy, your homeland there is taking some hard hits recently. We've been praying for Hawaii. Yeah.
Sardine, maybe?
Okay. Hey, we don't know.
I go starfish. Yeah, I say starfish.
Tim says starfish. I say mahi mahi.
I'm with you. Mahi mahi sounds right to me.
That's a drink, guys.
All right, that's incorrect. The answer is the
One more time, please.
Hey, John, as they say in Hawaii, come again.
It's humu humu
nuku nuku. That sounds like something Fred Flintstone would say right after he said yabba dabba do. He'd added that on to
John,
it.
John, wow. And what kind of fish is that?
The American name for it is the reef triggerfish.
A triggerfish.
Triggerfish.
Okay.
Hey, and you know what's funny? John's talking about the name of that fish. When I went to Hawaii, all the street names were they're just like what you said, weren't they, John? They're mona mona hama hama. Just the street signs are extra long, and they have those kinds of names for just nearly every street. Isn't that right?
Oh yeah.
You've got to use Siri to get you around, or like the GPS, because she'll be like, turn right on Honolulu Boulevard. It's hilarious.
Hey, thanks,
John. Appreciate it, brother. You have a great day.
That was great.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to take our break just a minute early or so, and we're going to come back. We will reset our questions, and then we'll get back to taking your phone calls on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
John,
Kendra's with us today.
John and his wife moving back to Hawaii. Now, why would anybody want to move somewhere where it's always 72 degrees and there are no flies and no snakes? I mean, why would you want to be somewhere
I don't know
where
what
it's
the attraction
72
is.
Degrees year-round, springtime, every day of the year?
I can't figure it out. But real estate continues to go up. Although that lava could hurt. That could hurt the real estate market right there. You know, how does a real estate agent? You know, they can explain anything. They could. Those real estate agents get positive spin.
Do they have like lava insurance?
Like, surely. A garbage dump in your backyard. You know? They can explain that one away. We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, the very first day in Israel, when we're staying in Jerusalem, we go to the Mount of Olives. And it's there at the Mount of Olives we look out over the old city of Jerusalem. It's a spectacular sight. You've seen it in pictures before, but it's another thing to actually be there as we walk down from the Mount of Olives to the Garden of Gethsemane and we pray there. It's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country visiting the Holy Land, the land of Jesus. If you want information on this March 14th through the 22nd tour, just call us and we'll send you a brochure. Call 1-800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, option 5, and leave us your name and your address and we'll mail you a brochure.
Or if you want to simply go online at twholyland.com, everything's there. twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News. And one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit Liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's Liberty.edu.
Democrats are doubling down on their crusade to abolish ICE. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
New York State is the state that is suing Donald Trump for ripping babies from the arms of their mother. New York State is the state that says we will not cooperate with ICE. They're a bunch of thugs. He politicized ICE. They're a bunch of thugs. We said we will sue them if they violate any criminal laws in the state of New York.
Well, that comment caused great offense to former acting ICE director Tom Holman.
What he's saying, his actions are disgusting. To call ICE agents thugs, think about it. These are men and women who are fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, sons and daughters that chose to enforce laws in this country, strap a gun to the hip every day and put a Kevlar vest on to go out to the community and protect America and protect the communities. He calls them thugs.
And the fact is, most Americans do not want to abolish ICE by a 2-to-1 margin. According to the latest Fox News poll, I'm Todd Stearns.
Brian Fisher here. New evidence that social media has a profound effect on teenagers with regard to transgenderism and cosmetic surgery. And you remember Lisa Miller, who had to flee the country to keep her daughter from being raised in a lesbian household. We'll interview a man sentenced to prison in connection with that case. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Who's your favorite superhero, Kendra?
Oh, good question. I'm a big Spider-Man fan, I think.
Me too. Spider-Man was mine. JJ, did you have a superhero favorite?
Yeah, it was that the Bart.
Yogi Berra?
No, the mall. The mall cop. Who was that? Bart. What was his name? Paul Blart.
Oh dear.
Paul Blart, the mall cop. That was my superhero.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
King of Queens.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the same one. That was the superhero I looked up to.
Doug Heffernan.
Yeah.
All right.
Paul Blart. Hey, we gonna reset our questions?
Yeah, we are. You know, we're in a room here in our studio, and I'm not kidding. JJ and Kendra can verify this. It slants down.
A pretty substantial tilt.
It's a tilt. Now, yeah. What we got here behind us is eroding ground. It's a biblical story, really, we're talking about. Our foundation's built on a dirt.
Shifting sand.
Yeah. So one day we may just crumble down into a sinkhole or something.
Yeah, you're talking about it being biblical. First, we had that plague of frogs. Then we had all those gnats.
Bro, you know what made me notice this?
What?
Is when I got, we all have rolling chairs here, right?
Right.
And I got, this first time this ever happened, though, it may mean that we're sliding more into the neighborhood down the hill. But anyway, I got into this chair, and it started rolling on its own down.
Yes.
See, like this right here.
Right.
Rolling all the way down.
I've got
my rolls.
I got myself tied in.
Look at that, JJ. It's getting worse.
Oh, I know it is.
Huh?
I know it is. It's pulling me away from
here. That's how we roll at Learning University.
Yeah. Hey. Kendra, so we may be live on the air doing this show one day, and you're watching us on Facebook, and then on Today's Issues on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you don't see us anymore.
Listen while you can. And
then there's a
report. Seize the day.
Then there's a report.
We might be rolled down the street by
say
the next Trivia Friday.
Say what they want about San Francisco breaking off and going right off into the ocean. That may happen right here in this control room.
Radio commentators go into a sinkhole, never to be heard from again. Oh, that'd make the left happy, wouldn't it? All right. So, J.J., let me get the phone number again. By the way, if you want to send us an email, you can go to comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Here's our phone number if you want to call and be on the air with us and ask and answer trivia. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number. And I'm Tim with JJ and Kendra. You're listening to American Family Radio. We do this every Friday. You know, we Monday through Thursday, we tell you, you know, how the world's about to end. And then on Friday, we act like it's not. So that's the way we view the, you know, call us crazy. Some people would, I guess. But that's what we do here. So, JJ, reset your questions.
Here are my questions. First question, how many stars are there in the Big Dipper? How many stars are there in the Big Dipper? Second question, true or false? The origin of Labor Day began in 1928 when Senator Henry Watson proposed honoring all mothers who have endured labor pain to give birth. It evolved into the holiday we now celebrate. Is that true or false? And I'll add a new one. Theodore Geisel was a famous author, and I mean famous, famous, famous. You know this guy. But you know him by his pen name. Name him. Famous author Theodore Geisel went by his pen name. What was it? As Tim Wildman rolls by me, rolls down, down the hill in the studio.
Have you not noticed this change since last time we were in here?
Look, when I got in here and got set up, I started rolling back, and I thought, wow.
We need to report this to the authorities.
This fall, instead of Share-a-thon, we'll be having Roll-a-thon.
All right, Kendra, what do you have over there?
All right, we have a science question. What is the chemical formula for ozone? You have, is it A, O-Z, B, O-3, or C, N-2-O? And
what did you just say?
What is the chemical formula for ozone, like the ozone layer?
Yeah, I had this in college, so go ahead and do it.
Okay, you got O-Z.
Yeah. That's O-3. Like Ozzy Osbourne.
Exactly.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Ozone.
Ozzy Smith.
O-3, yeah. Like O-3-P-O.
O-3. O-3 what now?
Like C-3-P-O.
O-3, okie dokie.
O-3, there you go. Okay. Or N-2-O.
N-2-O, that's a show. My wife loves that.
I thought it was a rank in the military.
N-2-O.
N-2-O-L-A, that's
there
your favorite.
There you go. And I'm adding one question as well. With the female perspective in mind.
So this is a third question?
This is a third question. In the ballet, Swan Lake, what is the Swan Princess's name? And this will be in the newest episode of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent. If you listen close enough, I've been doing some research.
Good, good.
Ballet, the ballet.
Yes. Which Swan Lake.
And I have a question.
I got you. What?
A female person in a ballet is a ballerina.
Yeah.
A male person in a ballet is a balletist.
That is a great question. I actually went to figure that out in the script.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, am I going to call this guy? And I just called him Prince, so I didn't have to Google it.
What are they called?
I don't male ballet dancer, maybe.
Okay. I thought it was a balletist.
Balletists
anyway.
Works. Ballet. I wouldn't know what you mean.
Hey, if I can do a real quick commercial, she mentioned Ryan DeFrady.
Yeah.
The creator, the inventor of Secret Agent Ryan DeFrady's. That's who this is.
That's right. Kendra White.
Kendra White. And you
soon
can go
to be Kendra.
Knox.
Knox.
Yes, sir.
And you can go to afastore.net, afastore.net. Great family-friendly viewing for your entire family, especially the little ones. Ryan DeFrady's teams up with a very unlikely person to solve crimes. his mama. It's right. funny, and there's great lessons
Y'all,
there.
Y'all, I love writing for this show because I get to research some of the most random things
right.
where you have to write about it, and I'm like, just how fast can the dodo bird fly for this? You know, like, so right. that's where I pull a lot of questions from.
Oh, that's good.
So check it out. It's a cartoon video series for children and adults like it, too. It's called Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, and go to afastore.net.
You that's add right. a different episode, and that's part of when people give to AFR, AFA, you got the AFA Journal, you have what you do. Mm. What series are you up to now?
I'm actually working today on the final episode of season one.
I mean, yeah.
The ones that are released, we have six episodes released.
Wonderful.
And everything that that you donate to AFA goes immediately into the production of episodes. So it's
terrific.
We just want to keep making them for families.
All right. Pardon me. Here are my three questions. These two questions are quotes from famous people in history, but they're not proverbs, although proverbs are similar to these. Just want you to know these are two people from history, not from the Bible. Number one, who said this? Three may keep a secret if two are dead. Three may keep a secret if two are dead. Number two, who said this? All my possessions for a moment of time. All my possessions for a moment of time.
It's somebody that went on to write for Hallmark.
Yeah, exactly, JJ. And here's a new question. This is from the Bible, from the Old Testament. What was the seventh plague that God placed on Egypt?
Hmm.
What was the seventh plague that God placed on Egypt? Back to the phones we go, JJ.
Here's who we've got. Let's go to Florence in Indiana. Hello, Florence.
Hello.
How are you, dear?
I'm fine.
Thanks for holding.
Yes, thanks for your patience. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to try to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I wanted what was in the... in the box.
Oh, in the Ark of the Covenant.
And that was taken, and Miriam was taken, and oh mercy. So I'm going to try the stars in the.
Okay, in the Big Dipper. Here's the question: how many stars are there in the Big Dipper, Florence?
Well, I've got two answers, and I'm just going to have to guess, and I'm going to say six.
No, but that's a good guess. That is a good guess. Thank you for, trying.
Can it be a good guess if you miss a whole star or two, though, really?
Well, I mean, she didn't say 20 or 30.
True.
And so she was in single digits. So, yeah. You know,
and you're respecting your elders.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, Florence, good try. What's your question for us?
Now, when Jesus and the disciples was on the way to the temple... One come kneeling down. What did he want?
Repeat the question, Florence, if you would, please.
When Jesus and the disciples was headed towards the synagogue, there was a man come running and kneeling. What did he want?
Now, I think one wanted his servant healed and another wanted his son healed. I'm trying to think about in two different Gospels there. But do you guys have a better thought on that?
Now, this wasn't a dignity. I mean, this wasn't a leader or something. This was, a peasant. You know what I mean?
Just right.
Ordinary person.
Guys, what do you think? Is that the one that their child was falling into the fire and the falling into the, you know, was possessed?
That's a good guess.
This is just one person.
One person.
It was a centurion that wanted his son healed. So she said he wasn't a leader. So
yeah.
It's not him.
So it's not that one. She's saying it's just one person. So that's ruling out the other.
Peasant.
She's giving us some good
really
hints.
Good hints.
Is this the one that just wanted to
better go ahead and make
see?
A guess?
It's the one that wanted to have their sight restored.
Is that right?
I'm going to go with the demon-possessed child. One of them healed.
Which is it, Florence?
Neither one.
Okay, tell us the answer.
The leper.
Oh, the leper
who wanted to be cleansed. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
Wait, I thought nine came.
Yeah, he came and kneeled down and asked to be cleansed, and Jesus cleansed him.
Okay. I think there's two accounts of lepers.
Right.
It's in two different places. One was after he healed the man that the poor took in, and the other one is recorded after they came to the shore and ate the fish.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember 10 came and only one came back to say, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And he said, where are the other nine? Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, Florence. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Florence. You're listening to American Family Radio, Trivia Friday. Next call.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Alabama. Andrew, are you going to be yelling Roll Tide this weekend?
You got to be careful.
I know it. I had a 50-50 chance there.
He's War Eagle.
Might be saying something about Tigers.
I don't watch much football, but I do keep up with it some.
Okay. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to try the one about the ozone.
Oh, wonderful. What is the chemical formula for ozone? Is it A, OZ, B, O3, or C, N2O?
I believe it's O3.
That is correct. Hey. Great job, Andrew.
Nicely done,
that's
Andrew.
For what now?
For ozone, like the ozone layer. Yeah. That chemical is apparently
You mean there
O3.
Is a there's a chemical called ozone?
Mm-hmm. So it's
not just the ozone layer that we think
it's
about.
The ozone layer is made up of...
Of ozone.
Of ozone.
Well, who knew?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's hey. OOO.
Yeah,
that formula.
That's good.
How did you know that? How did you know that, Andrew?
Too much science class.
Yeah, well, you were paying attention. Good for you, man.
Hey, absolutely. Andrew, what's your question for us?
Well, I have two different Bible questions, so I'll let y'all pick which one you want to answer.
Ooh, great.
I've got what is the longest verse in the Bible? And then how many chapters are in the Bible?
Oh, good question.
The longest verse is in Psalm 119.
I believe so.
Well, maybe not. That's the longest.
The longest chapter.
Chapter is in Psalm 119, but the longest,
The longest verse in the what?
What's the longest verse?
The longest verse in the Bible.
Yeah.
The longest verse is one where they're talking about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes, JJ, you're right. I'm with you, brother.
And going after the Philistines right. And using that as a
seminary degree paid off, didn't it?
War chant.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the chapters that there's 1,200 chapters. No, that's, hang on, chapters. Okay.
1,200 chapters.
Psalm 119 is the center of the Bible. All those chapters, I think that's the center, but I don't know how many chapters.
So you've got, 66 books?
Right.
And
do we know, or are we just floundering
here? I think there's 1,000. I think there's around 1,100.
Okay, Kendra, spit out the answer.
1,100 chapters.
Yeah, we're going with Kendra.
Very close.
Yeah?
1,189.
All right.
Terrific. Way to go, Kendra.
You're in the ballpark. Right. Way to go.
Absolutely.
Andrew, thanks. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yes, sir, Andrew. Thanks for calling from Alabama. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, lady and gentlemen.
All right. Here's what I've got. How many stars are there in the Big Dipper? And it's not six.
Sounds like a Joan Baez song right there. How many stars in the Big Dipper? Can you tell me, friend?
That's good.
That's the new version of it for sure. Second question, it's true or false. Origin of Labor Day began in 1928 when Senator Henry Watson proposed honoring all mothers who have endured labor pain to give birth. It evolved into the holiday we now celebrate. Is that true or is that false? Third question. Theodore Geisel.
Yeah.
Famous.
Ted, he was called Ted.
Famous Ted's author. Friend. We know him by his pen name. What is the name we know Theodore Geisel
Theodore
by?
Geisel.
All right.
That guy right there had a 4.0. Anybody named Theodore Geisel? Just the name alone gets you
bound to do well in
life. The only thing that could have helped if he had been like the third You had a couple of
that's true.
Second or third to your name, then you can be anything you want.
36 on your ACT right there. Probably. I mean, a perfect score. Go ahead, Kenny.
All right. I've got in the ballet Swan Lake, what is the Swan Princess's name?
We were talking about that the other night at dinner, but I can't. Did you remember it? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. And we've got what two men are specifically mentioned as hunters in the Bible? And we'll add a new
one. They were men's men.
They knew how to hunt.
Yeah, they could hunt.
And now these are real hunters of animals and beasts, not humans. So just to clarify.
I mean, on their in their tent on the wall, he had some serious
mounts.
Oh, man.
Right. Tell your taxidermy joke right now, JJ. I'll set you up.
This guy was a taxidermist and a veterinarian, which seems a little strange. And
oxymoron.
Right, a taxidermist and a veterinarian in the same building. At the bottom of his card, it says, either way, you'll get your pet back.
I've heard that 100 times. It's still funny. JJ tells that. Either way, you get your, you get it, Kendra?
No, I'm working on it.
You don't, Kendra, come on now.
I'm slow.
A veterinarian and a taxidermist. Either way, you'll get your pet back.
Either way, you get your pet
back. That's right.
All right, did you ask all three?
I have one more to add. What Jewish feast begins Sunday, September 8th of this year? The next one coming up. What Jewish feast is next?
All right. Here, let's go to Orban.
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry.
My potty plant over here.
Oh, sorry.
I got questions.
He hasn't rolled away yet.
I got feelings. I want mine answered. Okay, here are my three. These two quotes from famous people in history. This person, this is a household name. Everybody knows this person, and he said this. I'll even tell you it was a he. Three may keep a secret if two are dead. And the second famous quote is, all my possessions for a moment of time. And JJ said that's a Hallmark card. And here's my third question. We all remember in the Old Testament the issue that Pharaoh had with, well, I would say he's stubborn. Would y'all say he qualified?
For sure.
Okay.
I think he's a poster boy.
He was a stubborn man, was Pharaoh. Well, what was the seventh plague that God placed on Egypt? The seventh plague. There were, how many were there total?
Ten.
There were ten. This was number seven. Okay.
I know you had locusts, you had the rolling, you had the sinking floor. You had the something else.
Oh, the sinking floor. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to the phones.
All right. Let's go to Orban in Texas. Hello, Orban.
Hello, guys. Good morning to you.
Orban is our favorite auctioneer.
Hey, Orban. Yeah. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing this. Wonderful, wonderful. I surely am. How are y'all doing?
We're blessed, Orban. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I was out there on my horse last night playing harmonica, and I was looking up at the stars, and I was looking at the Dipper, so let's try that one.
Here's the question. How many stars are there in the Big Dipper, Orban?
Okay, now I should know this because I spent 20 years out in the bush of Alaska, but I'm guessing because I didn't Google it. I'm going to guess six has been eliminated, right?
Right.
I'm going to guess seven.
Yeah! That's what, seven.
That's there
seven.
We go. Hey, you know what that cowbell means, don't you, Orban?
Oh, yeah.
Means the Bulldogs just scored. That's what it means.
Y'all, Orban, you called in, and I knew you were going to get this question right because your name sounds like a constellation, doesn't it? You're like, oh, look up there. It's the constellation Orban. Brightest
Orban.
Star outside.
Orban, that's...
I'm in orbit all the time.
Yeah, the correct answer is seven. If you go out and look at the Big Dipper, if you see it tonight, you see it every night, right?
Yeah.
That's
known as Ursa Major, the bear.
Okay. You got the Little Dipper, which I can't ever find it. I don't know. Did it disappear? Fade out?
I'm not real good. I don't
it
think
changes
I'm faded
in the
out.
Seasons.
So
it kind of rotates.
It's kind of
so.
A temperamental dipper. But the Big Dipper is always there, and it's seven.
Hey, Orban, I'm an outdoors kind of a guy, and I got to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous. You said you were out there in the bush of Alaska, and you're out there on your horse looking up at the stars. Man, I'm envious. That's wonderful. The Lord's blessed you and given you an exciting life.
Right out of a Western movie, right?
You're not kidding.
You can't see the Aurora Borealis from there, can you?
I bet Urban's seen it, though.
Hey, Kendra, watch your language.
I know, I'm sorry. It's a Christian network.
Christian Family Radio.
Hey, did you get to see that when you were in Alaska?
Yes, sir. I lived up in the village of Wiseman up in the Brooks Range, and you could see it. Absolutely spectacular compared to any other part of the state.
Oh, my goodness.
My wife lived in Alaska for 2 years, and she said the whole thing, the glaciers, the bears, the eagles, she said, but the seeing that up in the sky, you know, you just can't describe
it. Is that the Northern Lights?
Northern Lights. You cannot describe how magnificent it is. Is that true, Orban?
We'd be out running our dog teams at night. One time there was a German group stopped in the trail that were on a dog sled expedition also. And I stopped, talked to them, and the Northern Lights were just going really crazy with all the variations of the pinks and the greens, the different violets. And these people were atheists. And I said, how can you look up at this and just think it just happened? There had to be a creator.
Mm.
Good for you.
Orban, you are the coolest human being ever. Dog teams, Alaska.
Auctioneer.
He quarterbacks a Super Bowl III victory after Joe Namath. A lot of people don't know that.
All right, Orban, I want to come see you. Just give me an invitation, and I'll hook up the dog sled team and come to Texas there and spend the weekend with you. Hey, listen, you have a question for us?
Yeah, you just settle up and come over anytime you want to. Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question, and we've been talking about it, so I'll ask you two questions. What is the affectionate term applied to an auctioneer? It's just a title. It's honorary. And what is the affectionate title applied to an amateur radio operator?
Now, I think I got this one, guys. I think Colonel gets added to an auctioneer, and then radio, it's ham radio operator.
Mm-hmm. But is that affection?
Did I get them both?
You got them both. You surely did.
JJ, awesome. What did it come to do for the team, brother?
So if Tim was an auctioneer, they would say the person, the auctioneer for the event tonight is Colonel Tim Wildman.
Oh, they call you Colonel?
Yeah, you get the honorary title of Colonel.
By the way, I'm an honorary Kentucky Colonel. I really am. I've got it. It's in my office.
Right.
Really? I got the certificate and everything.
Right, and that's a big deal.
That is.
Yeah. Hey, Orban, way to go. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, we got time for one more call. Let's get back to the phones.
Let's go to Macon, who is calling from Mississippi. Hi, Macon.
Hey, how you doing?
We're blessed, buddy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
How about both?
Yes, sir. Which one you feel good about?
Is the question about Theodore Geisel still open?
Yes, sir.
Theodore Geisel.
Here's the question. Theodore Geisel was a famous author. We know him by his pen name. Macon, name him.
The beloved children's author, Dr. Seuss.
Hey!
Yeah. Dr. Seuss.
You think he knew his writings were going to take off and be world renowned?
The guy had no children, never had a single child, and could connect with all those whimsical, funny, crazy, kooky stories. He was a genius, just an absolute genius.
I just want to know what part of him. He's got a crazy name, and he thought, you know, I need a pen name because my name's crazy. So you go with Dr. Seuss, because that's easier. he just liked the crazy, I guess.
Here's the deal. I was eating popcorn one time, and I got a kernel stuck in my geisel. Now, that's between your windpipe and your goozle. And I thought I was going to die. I seen a light, and I could hear somebody say, go to the light, but somebody did that Heimlich maneuver on me, and I'm here to, I live to be here to tell about it. Don't ever get nothing stuck in your geisle.
And that's how you get
geisle.
And that's how you get the name Dr. Seuss right there. and you thought it made no sense.
Hey, you got it right. Thanks, Macon. What's your question for us quickly?
Okay, battle between David and Goliath took place in the Valley of Elah between two hills. Name the two hills.
Ooh.
Kendra was
Tim
just
Wildman,
there.
Tim, I've been there
Tim
many a time. I've stood there.
Yeah, man, the two hills.
Do I know the name
there
of
was
the
Bunker and what was the other one?
San Juan.
I don't know. What's the answer?
Yeah, you better tell us.
Soko and Azeka.
Okay, great.
SoCo and Ezekiel.
Hey, listen, Orban, we forgot to put him on hold. I did. Orban, if you'll email us with your address, we want to make sure.
You get the T-shirt.
You get
the
T-shirt and the Redeem Clean. Orban, email us. What's the
comment,
email?
Email us at comments@afr.net, Orban, and give us your address, comments@afr.net. Hey, we'll be back in 5 minutes. We got another half hour of Trivia Friday straight ahead. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.